talking about our first last night, someone asked, and I decided to oblige them because baby, oh God, when I met you, fuck. Oh, I needed you so badly. Oh, well. What did I tell him? Okay, well, I told him that it was just a few days before Christmas. And we were both getting out of something long term. We'd both started, just started to dip our feet into online dating. Sent me a message, and oh, how would I get a message from such a beautiful woman? Oh, okay, well, you're right, a sexy girl. Yes, always been beautiful. To my story, this pretty girl sends me a message and shows some interest. So, this is back when we talked on the phone, and I called you, and we talked for almost 2 hours. Really, since then, that's probably one of the longest phone conversations outside of work that I've had. You were so interesting. You were funny. You were witty. You didn't use too many puns. Because we had to get to sleep. I felt a longing to be with you. Seeing a picture and hearing a voice is nice, but isn't there something like sitting together on a sofa, an open bottle of red wine? The intimacy of the situation, a disarming surrounding, it's so much better than just a voice. So I texted you, can I come over? And fortunately, I think you were thinking in the same vein because you invited me. It was that night, December 23rd. It was cold, and me getting stuck outside your apartment building didn't help. So, we eventually found the security guard to let me in, and I came up. And you were just as engaging and just as beautiful as you seemed you'd be online and from the sound of your voice. And we talked for a good hour, enjoying some wine, You actually had a fireplace. We found out that you actually were the property manager of the building I lived in. So I was hoping that any performance I'd made that night, yeah, baby, yeah, my ass wasn't gonna be out on the street next week. We talked, we drank a little bit, and you put on your music that you'd always just play on repeat. Oh, what the fuck was it? Oh, Mumford and Sons or something like that. It was good, but not necessarily my thing. We danced in your living room because you love that song so much. And we started to kiss. Our lips met. Our bodies in motion, my hands on your curves, your hands around my chest and neck. Kissing you. As deeply as I'm kissing you now. And you pulled me down the hall. You pulled me into the guest bedroom. So I guess I was getting the second class treatment. You told me you didn't want to see all of, want me to see all of the clothes on the floor. Oh, in your uncategorized eyeshadow collection. So it was a beautiful king size bed, really comfortable, and we kissed. So fucking passionately. Oh, and our hands were all over one another. Because you told me you weren't the kind to fuck on a first date, which I respect, and I never go on a date expecting sex. I'm not that kind of guy, and you know it. But seeing your beautiful breasts on top of me while you moved your hips against my hard cock, I could feel how wet you were through panties. You were dripping for me, baby, and I don't know what kind of self-control you had. Oh, but no, not even after another hour or two of such fucking passionate kissing and touching, oh, and grabbing and gently nibbling and sucking. And little stroking on your part. Nothing could get you to take your panties off. And to this day, I admire your control. So, I was happy to oblige and made no further advancements. You did let me stroke my cock while you watched so intently. Oh, and kissed my neck. That was really fucking hot. So, cut to the next day, Christmas Eve. It's snowing, it's still cold, and I'm there half drunk, enduring my family. You all know how it is, stuffed from junk food we shouldn't be eating. And I get a text message. I need you right now. Since the kids had already opened their presents and how the house was so full, no one was gonna even notice I was gone. I headed straight to your place, and again, we started with some red wine and the same music. But you were a little more forward this time. Yeah. Yeah, you were. You kissed me so fucking deeply before I even finished my first glass of wine, and baby, you know me, I can toss it back. You kissed me so deeply and so fucking passionately. Oh, it just fucking shook me. I hadn't been kissed like that in so fucking one of those kisses that we make sure we share now when you're longing for someone. And when you kiss them, you can't help from making that little sound. Oh, and hearing that noise, baby, was just... Oh, I hadn't heard it in so long, and it shook me to my fucking core. We immediately retired to the boudoir, guest boudoir, remember? And... the same passionate kissing. Same disrobement, but you left two things on. Your panties and your heels. They were sexy. And you took me back into the living room and you put some different music on. You put a song on that I loved. And we danced, half danced, half consumed one another. And you turned around and you threw your hand over my neck, pressing your nose into my ear, and said, bend me over and fuck my ass. I had never gotten a request like that. You pull down those black stepped out of them, those heels. They were tall, baby. Now I realize you were the perfect height for me to slide into you. Oh, and you bent over in front of me and pressed my cock, oh, up against your feeling that, the music playing, the passion we were both feeling, that Malbec buzz. Fuck, baby. God. Feeling your wet pussy against my cock. Oh, and you stroking your wet. Oh, rubbing the tip against your clit. Oh, your body and your legs twitching in those heels. God. Oh, and all in front of that fire on a cold, cold night. Oh, fuck, baby. I remember like it was yesterday. Desire, and you slid me into your and sugar, I don't know how you did that, but so long since I'd had anything. Putting your hands all the way to the floor. Oh. Pressing your tight ass onto my throbbing cock. Warmth dancing on my body, sweat beating on both of us, baby. Oh, that's an experience like I've never had. It's true. And then we went back to your guest bedroom after I cleaned up. And you gave me your pussy. Oh, you threw me onto the bed. And devoured That's the only way I can describe it. Oh. You had me in the palm of your hand. And that was our first Christmas together. You pounding me into the bed with those thighs, baby. Oh, and taking what you wanted for Christmas. And waking up Christmas morning with you next to me in that warm guest bed. kissing you, and I'm a coffee guy, but drinking tea with you in bed that morning. The snow was still falling. This sounds like bullshit you'd make up, white Christmas crap, but watching it fall out your apartment window, which, yes, your apartment, same floor plan, but much nicer than mine. Drinking tea with you in bed. That morning. That cold Christmas morning. Baby. Best present.